Authentic Real English from the BBC.
Good morning, Rob.
Oh, hi, Lee. I wish the morning was good, but it's not.
Oh, why not?
Well, I came to the office very early today to write a programme about art.
Interesting.
Yeah, but it's giving me a headache because I don't really understand art. I think I'm going to pull the plug on this idea.
Pull the plug?
Yes. If I pull the plug on this one, I'll be more relaxed and inspired to write a programme about technology. They're the ones I like the best. I love new gadgets.
No problem. I can do it for you.
Oh, my computer's been switched off. What's happened?
Here's the plug. I've just pulled it out. You can be more relaxed now. There you go.
Oh, Lee, I didn't literally mean pull the plug out. In English, when we tell someone we're going to pull the plug on something, we mean we're going to stop spending time or money on it.
Ah, I see. 如果我们告诉某人我们将 pull the plug on something 的时候啊，意思就是不再在某件事情上花时间了，要终止做某事，彻底不干了。
Let's listen to some examples.
Research on the new product was becoming very expensive, so the company pulled the plug on the project.
The play got really bad reviews, and almost no one came to see it.But the theatre owner said he wouldn't pull the plug on it.
Okay, so you don't want to spend time on a programme you don't enjoy writing?
No, not really.
So I might have done you a favour by pulling the plug out?
Well, maybe. Yes, you're right, Lee. Thank you.
Okay, now that you sound more relaxed, I'll plug it back in again so you can write about technology.
That's right. And I can start describing the wonders of electricity.
That's a great idea. You see? You see? Your face has just lit up with joy. Bye.
Bye-bye.
This is Authentic Real English from the BBC.
这里是 BBC 地道英语。